Okay, I want to share with you tonight one of the most, I really believe, it's one of the most, I can't say controversial, I don't like the word controversial, but it certainly is one of the most, it's one of those Shulchan Aruch that for some reason it's a very unlucky one. You know, this lucky Shulchan Aruch and unlucky Shulchan Aruch. Undoubtedly, this is one of the most unlucky Shulchan Aruch that exists. So what are the lucky ones? The lucky ones that everybody's so careful about and really... What's the ones that people go over? What's a really lucky one? The ones that really people care about, and they go to extremes. Very, very makabe. What's a good example? I had orders ready tonight. Can you believe it? I'm not joking. So Shulchan Aruch, the Talmud meaning nowadays is quite lucky. You're right. Yeah. Now, an unlucky one is this halach over here, which is the halach of music. It's one of those. You speak to people, you know, the Lord Shulchan Aruch says you're not really allowed to listen to music. You say, what? You're allowed to listen to music? What on earth? Let's look at this because there is two eterim which I want to discuss in greater detail, Be'ezer Hashem. So, the gzeres so far we have learned, are we on tonight? Are the Zoomers on? Stephen, Jonathan, we're on tonight?
Yes.
Good to see you. Good. So, Rabbi Yisai, what we learned so far is, which gzeres did we learn? One was, what have we learned so far?
Jewelry. Ash.
Jewelry on the forehead of the chosen.
All the silver out during the week.
Silver, not all the silver out. And before that, we learned about the Amar. Amar. By the way, just talking about Al Rosh Simchos, I just saw the Malbim. You're talking about the ash on the forehead of the chosen. So the simple pshat is al roish simchosi means I'm not going to forget Yerushalayim. Al roish simchosi, simcha is referring to the joys. Okay, I'm saying the posh pshat of the pasuk. Al roish simchosi. The Malbim explains he's talking about before. More important, I'm not going to forget Yerushalayim. Leim lo eshkech al roish simchosi before my simchas. I will always going to even at the times of my joys and my simchas. I'm going to remember Yerushalayim. Yeah, and the interpretation what the Shulchan Aruch learns and what the Halacha teaches us is that it's also talking in the literal sense. Al roish simchasi, you're going to put ash on the forehead. Rabbi, now about music. Chen gusiv gimel in siman tov kuf samach. Chen gozu shaloi lenagen beklei shir. It is also a halacha. Shaloi lenagen, not to do music beklei shir with musical instruments. Vechol minei zemen, any musical enhancements. V'chol mashmiyeh kol, everything which makes sounds, shall share of music l'sameach bohem. Rabbi said, did you hear that? There's a halacha gzera not l'dagen b'klei shir, and not to make music with any musical instruments. V'yesh oymim, the Rama is much more lenient, and he says, some say davk mishirogel bohem. This is only somebody who's accustomed to it. Somebody listens to a lot of music, kugoyim such as the melachim shoyim dim b'shoichvim b'klei shir, such as the princes and the kings, the royals, who tend to wake up and go to sleep with music. Why do they? Yeah. Yes, Stephen.
Didn't they have trumpets in Moshe Tan? Didn't they blow trumpets for shofar and that sort of thing?
Absolutely.
There were also trumpets, weren't they?
Yeah, but so they also had any harp. There's also harp instruments. And first piano was created centuries ago. So we were talking about, not only trumpets, not only blowing instruments, but other instruments as well. So Rabbi said, the Rama is much more than it. He talks about, the Rama says, no, it's only somebody's rogelbem, somebody's a custom, somebody is used to it, like the princes. Now, why only princes used to music? Now, anybody can put a tape on. What do you mean? Why only princes used to music? But why only them? Because nobody else had music. Music was only live music. It was only live music. It's hard for us to remember that. It was only live music. So who was able to afford to have his private violinist? Is that the word? Who was the only? Yeah. Who could afford having a trumpeter? Is that the word?
Life forms Mary Tamir at the park on Sunday. He said, "I'm not working today."
He refused to do it.
I even pushed his son around on a thing for him. Very grand. I tried to try and get him to sing. He said, "I'm not working for
him." Yeah, all right, don't blame him. So Rabbi Yisai, so there you go. So it's talking about musical instruments, only the Urogel Bohem, people who are accustomed to it. Furthermore, Oi Bebeis HaMishteh, for everybody in a Beis HaMishteh. So if you are in a, well, how are we going to translate Beis HaMishteh? In a, how are we going to translate Beis HaMishteh in a
party,
festive meal? That's for everybody. So the Emor says, who is now allowed to? A, royals live music, or anybody in a festive meal occasion. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Ve'also l'shomim p'nei ha'churban. Nobody's allowed to hear it because of the churban habayis. Ve'afilu she'befeh. Even verbal, oral music, ala yayin, on wine, in a wine meal, asu is osu. Shenema, as it says in the Pasuk, b'shia, during a song, musical occasion, lo yishtu yoyin, you may not drink wine. Kvekvar noagu, however, Shulchan Aruch says, the minhag has been already for a while, lo ima divrei tishpochois, when it comes to praises to Hashem, oshir shaloidos, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vezichoin, in the remembrance of Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the kindness, the great kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's permitted al hayayin with wine. V'chen etzorech mitzvah, similar also when it comes to a mitzvah occasion, kugoin such as peveis chosna v'kala, chasna in other words, hakol tshori, all is permitted. Wow. Very informative Shulchan Aruch. So music is a problem, Rabbi. So music is a problem. So the Shulchan Aruch says anybody is included in the Issa of music. Hermoy is a bit more lenient. He says it's in a case where there is live music for royals, or in fact festive meal is a problem. He said the leniency has been established of if it's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu and praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's permitted, as well as simchas. What are we going to do with this, Abbas? What are we going to do with this? So Rabbi Fangel says that's one of those gzeiras that nowadays it's just too hard for people to keep.
It's a bit like, and I thought that by the Yisrael was not listening to a woman sing either by, there's a bit of a leniency, well, not a woman singing live, but what about a woman singing on the radio? Is that also,
says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Gimel. So far we've been talking about men singing. Now let's talk about women singing. Here comes the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Gimel. I'm skipping three lines. Ve'al kein, therefore, noshim ha-mezamru is befer, be'ez melachton. If you've got women singing whilst they're working, yesh limchos lohen, you have to protest. Tell them to be quiet. V'meinam shomos, and if they don't listen, mutav sheshogin, then leave them alone. Women doing music, that's, well, women singing, that's a separate issa, which is koil be'isha erva. Women singing is an additional problem. Yeah, no, so whether it's live or in a radio, you've got a serious problem by having what? You're not even talking about women over here. Women is separate issa. Kol b'isha erva. Here we're talking about men, and that's a problem if there is, well, it's not really men, it's when there's musical instruments, you've got a separate problem. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Rabbi Yisai, I want to share with you two leniencies. One of them I understand well, one of them a little bit less so. But Rabbi Yisai, do you hear the problem with music? What we really tell you, know, there's a huge musical industry nowadays. Jewish music is a.
It does say simcha.
Okay, so you want to suggest that perhaps what the exclusion over here, divrei tishpochos, so shir shelo idois, that would be included.
No, he says the sameach
one. Yes, he's saying that, you know what, perhaps it's including
the purpose to play music, maybe that would be allowed. If you're doing it, let's say, to learn an instrument.
Learning an instrument. Okay, I'm not referring to that. You're right. Probably learning an instrument might be okay.
To de-stress myself. De-stress.
Okay, de-stressing now. I want to speak about this head. So let's talk about that. Many contemporary poskim, I find it very interesting. They want to speak. They are very concerned about emotional well-being. They say we are a generation nowadays. Well, they speak about depression. They speak out depression. You've got Dain Weiss speaking about it. You've got Dr. Gestalten speaking about it. You've got many gdolim speak about depression. And they talk that nowadays people can't cope. It's very difficult. The pressures people go through nowadays are unknown to human history. And the mental stress that people go through is enormous nowadays. I just recently heard a share. People in the, 100 years ago, what was their lifestyle? You know, they woke up when it got light, they davened, they learned. They sold to their cow in the back garden, and then there was a few sheep, and then they went back to learn, and then it was busy, of course, but when it got dark, they went home, and they learned, and they spent time with the family, whatever. So I'm just saying that the stress, the amount of stress we go through in one day, is probably more stress, Is it true to say, do you think, what we go through in one day is more than people, how many years ago, used to go probably in 1 month, or perhaps in 1 year? Just the phone calls and the emails and the bank and the mortgage and the I don't know. Is it not?
It depends on what period of time we're looking at. Because if you take, say, if you're living in the Middle Ages in Europe, I mean, you didn't know
So you're right. The fear of life. Yeah, absolutely, you're right. That's probably just good. It's true to say. You're 100% right in pointing this out. But what I want to say is that I want to just explain the poskim who say that categorically nowadays we've got a problem with depression. That's the reality.
We walk down these days with a lot of rubbish. That's what it is, isn't it? We have to deal with a lot of pointless, extraneous rubbish, don't we, these days?
Yes.
Whereas those days were simple. You ate, you had to find a way of feeding the family, and then, yeah. The stresses associated with the even the simpler life might still be as bad as the stresses we have today with silly things.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. It could be. I'm just thinking, just to go through. I think that we're more vulnerable as well nowadays. But Kaponim, that's what I'm just trying to explain the poskim, and there's a number of them who say that, you know, and you can't tell now. It's a bit similar to what you're saying. You can't tell people nowadays not to listen to music. Because you're gonna see a lot of them falling into depression. People need to relax. You said the word relax. People need a bit of music. People need it. It's one of the most effective way of relaxing and de-stress yourself. So many poets can say, you know, it's true in principle. There's an issue to listening, but nowadays you've got to be more lenient. Yeah. Correct, and therefore
to ban it for the whole life, whatever, would be like removing one of them. Sidelining the whole.
How would you explain the Shulchan Aruch and it's a Gemara? And it's a pasuk, but shielo yishtuyan. Now, how would you understand that there is a restriction? Because of the Churban HaBayis, there is certain restrictions in place. And one of those is the limitation of music. So how are you going to...
I'm asking, I'm saying, how could they ban it? I'm saying, basically removing, like saying, I'm going to ban you from that whole generation.
How could they... They won't experience that. They won't experience that. Are you bothered by the fact that it's a chokhmah? You're bothered by the fact that it's a chokhmah, and how could the chokhmah take away a chokhmah, a source of wisdom and of? So it could be. They didn't categorically forbid it. That means that they said it could be instance. You're bothered by the fact that. How could they categorically forbid something which is a source of chokhmah?
It's only as a source of chokhmah. It has chokhmah underpinning it, but lots of things have chokhmah underpinning it. We're not allowed necessarily to
say that.
Pardon?
It also brings you both that
So that's what he says. If it does bring you close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it does, it's permitted. It is, however, I mean, the poets can say that a lot of the music, now the, what we call the modern Jewish music, it's sometimes hard to... I mean, I agree. I don't particularly appreciate classical music, yeah? You're definitely right that classical music has an enormous amount of chokhmah in it.
They say in music sometimes when like, you're in a bad mood. Like,
right, so that's...
It's like saying, so why don't they ban X, right?
Right.
So make you feel smart. Could ban that as well.
Good idea. Yeah. No, you're right. I have to think about this a bit. It's a good point. I want to add another svara, which maybe there's another svara why the Chelkas Yankov wants to suggest the following. Rabbi Yaakov Brash also was bothered about. He said that, you know, how can we forbid categorically the music nowadays? And he is a post-war poetic of Brash, who's up in Zurich. Very, very choshev poisik. Habash wants to tie in, he says that, well, what did they actually forbid? They forbade live musical instruments. They didn't forbid what he calls a tape. A tape. He said, well, that's not, he said that, it's true. It's that, now, if Chachomim would be today, they would include that in the Gzera, but they didn't answer it today. They forbade it in times where there was no tapes. I know. I agree with you. That was the question I was about to ask. I almost agree. But he wants to say that Chachomim forbade any musical instrument. And he says that nowadays the recordings is not live. He's not, and therefore that's not included in the Gzera. Rabbi Feingold claims, and I totally appreciate his point, and I agree with that. So what it's called, it's the Shulchan Aruch's words is Mashmi Koil. And I don't understand why he's allowing it so. He says that nowadays, yeah. Yeah. So these are the two Atayim Rabbi said that I brought in.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Rabbi, is this the Rabbonon?
Yes, it is.
It's not the Raisa.
Correct.
This is not... Okay.
It is. So that's that. Rabbi Yisai, I want to tell you that Moshe Feinstein, who is known in the world as a lenient poetic and everything, he struggled to find kulas. He speaks about music in two tshuvas. He doesn't like it. He said it's a din of the Gemara. There's an issa here. So one has to really be careful. I don't know what l'mahalach l'mais is, because I understand there's mental balance and people are depressed and people... but one should be shokel. One has to really understand that at times it's not so.
One thing to understand, which I'm struggling a bit with, is we find that in the Holy Man in 3 weeks there's an instance to music.
Yeah.
It implies that the rest of the time.
No, it doesn't really imply that. It doesn't really imply that. There's an additional issa there too. Even in cases where, like by simchas, for instance, or similar instances where there's a heta, or simchas, or when it's not, or the tzorich mitzvah, etc. Even there would be also, yeah. So that's it. I want to just add one more point, which the Shatzin brings down. Shatzin says, in the name of the Shlo, in Sifkot and Chavei, he says, כבר הזיר השלו ושאר ספרי מוסר של אליזם השיר הגובים לתינוק. השיר הגובים is what we call nursery rhymes. Don't sing nursery rhymes to your children. שזה מוליד לתינוק טבע רע, because that brings about bad influences onto the child. ולעבור חינם יקיסו בשיר הגובים ודברי נבולוס. It says you're bringing it to horror, ושם ענף שירחק מזה, ויעזלם נבייסו על זה, do not sing nursery rhymes to children. It brings about. Happens to be, I didn't do a lot of research, and I wanted once to do that. They see that a lot of them come from, a lot of the nursery rhymes come from pagan and other makoras. For instance, I heard once, I want to check it out, I never did. Some of the songs are very common. It's raining. What's that going with?
The old man.
So apparently they tiny. That's it. They tiny. That it's mamash. It comes from a very the old man is talking about. You know, it's got really bad roots. Bad. It comes from bad places. Some of the nursery rhymes that we're saying come from not particularly makoras toiras, and therefore what's going on? Ask me. So the Mishnah Berurah brings. It's a bit unlike him. He goes away into Sifrei Musar and the Shlach Kodesh, and he said, "Don't sing nursery rhymes." I want to tell you, my mother-in-law was brought up in Dain Posen's house. very old-fashioned yakishov, was lived through it. And my mother-in-law was brought up in, because she can't get that spot, she was with her parents, she was brought up by Dan Posen. And she tells him that Dan Posen was very, very marked about that. He was very, you know, what we call normal and, you know, civilized and everything, didn't have any other. But he would be very marked at home not to sing nursery rhymes in the house. None of the nursery rhymes. He had plenty of Yiddish and nice things to sing. You don't have to go to sing nursery rhymes. So my Shwiga, I'm quoting my Shwiga, she'll be very embarrassed that I'm quoting her, but that's what she told me, the name of Dan Posen. And that's what Mishnah Berurah says over here. So that's very negative as well. Pardon? Quite negative as well, yeah. So that's besides the point, but the Mishnah Berurah does mention it over here, so I'm going to mention that here as well. So Rabbi said, just to summarize what we learned, we spoke about this an issa of singing, with the singing of this exer of not kleishe, musical instruments. The Ramah qualifies that, and it says, live music, all in for everybody in the Beis HaMishnah, because of the Chuban HaBayis, even singing Lo'ishto La'yayin, if you sing on any occasion where there's wine, it's a problem. However, it's permitted if it's Divrei Shiros V'Tishbachos, you're thanking and praising Kodesh Baruch Hu, generally it's permitted. Tzarech Mitzvah is fine as well, like Chosn Kala. And these are pretty much the main concepts that we discussed tonight, excluding the two Eterim, the emotion of Rav Bayis, who brings some potential Eterim as well. Good evening, Rabbi Sain. And good Chodesh, of course.